It's Severe Weather Preparedness Week here in Texas, and it couldn't come soon enough. Severe weather season is right around the corner, and with severe weather comes the possibility of tornadoes. This week we will talk about the twisting killer and ways you can make sure you and your family are safe. That's coming up right now on Readiness and Response. First, let's get the big question out of the way. What's the difference between a watch and a warning? Well, a tornado watch means that conditions are right for the formation of tornadoes, not that one has been spotted. These are normally issued hours before a storm is expected, just to let citizens be aware of the possible danger that could happen. When this is issued, take that time to gather emergency supplies like batteries, first aid kits, water bottles, and even a battery-powered radio. Make contact with your family and create a communication plan in case a tornado warning is issued. It's a tornado warning that should get you moving. This means that a tornado was either spotted by a trained storm spotter, or that meteorologists have spotted a signature on the radar that symbolizes tornadic activity. The National Weather Service trains citizens to know a severe weather system when they see one, and to look for signs of tornadic activity. These training sessions are called Skywarn. Each year, there are multiple sessions throughout the region in each county, and last week I talked to Senior Meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, Eric Martello, at the Hunt County Skywarn meeting, and he tells us how valuable the storm spotters really are.
Storm spotters are very valuable in the sense they can see parts of the storm that we can't see. They're generally where areas where there's no rain or hail occurring, and sometimes these are some of the areas where real strong, gusty downburst winds or tornadoes can occur, and those are hazardous things that we need to know about.
When a warning is issued for your area, get to cover then. Don't wait until the wind starts blowing outside, because by then it will probably be too late. Take your supplies and get to a centralized location of your home or business on the bottom floor. Bathrooms with little to no windows, closets, pantries, and small hallways are the best places to be. In the event you are elsewhere other than your home, make sure you do not take cover in a large room like a gymnasium or an auditorium. These areas will be first to collapse if the building structure is compromised because it has little support for the roof. Now, if you're in your vehicle, make sure you do not park underneath any overpass for shelter. These will actually work as a wind tunnel. They won't shield you from anything, including debris. Ideally, you'll want to find a sturdy building and take shelter immediately. But if shelter is not available, don't try to outrun the tornado in your car. The size of your vehicle will make it easier for the wind to pick up your car and you. Get out of your car and find a ditched area. Lay face down in the ditch with your hands covering your head. The lowering of the ground will make it harder for the wind to get a hold of you. With tornadoes also comes one thing that some people enjoy: picture taking. Don't risk your life to go outside and take pictures or video of a tornado. I can almost guarantee there will be a professional photographer or meteorologist that has been following the storm and has gotten a picture. And of course, when severe weather strikes, you can tune right here to 88.9 KETR for comprehensive severe weather coverage. I'm Daniel Starks. Stay tuned and stay safe.